John Deng, a student who wants to travel to Juba in order to sit for his final examinations at Bugembe University in Uganda. Deng was grumbling as he and three colleagues walked out of the Dr. John Garang Infectious Disease Unit, where, in the past, the health ministry conducted tests for coronavirus free of charge. Deng says he was surprised when a health official told him he had to pay $75 in order to get tested.
In fact, I got no way to test anymore because I don't have that $75. Where will I get that 45,000 South Sudanese pound when my father is paid only 1,200 South Sudanese pound? Where will I get that pound?
Deng says he has no hope of raising $75 and will likely miss his exams. 22-year-old Rina Dongo, another South Sudanese student in Juba, says she too needs to travel to Uganda to write her end of second year examinations. Dongo says she was not aware of the new coronavirus testing fee. Dongo tells South Sudan in Focus she is stranded in Juba.
I'm a student. I don't have that money. I cannot go to Uganda now. I don't know what I'll do about the exams. We are starting on Monday.
Dongo is calling on the government to make the testing affordable to South Sudanese nationals.
At least foreigners should be the one to pay. Like we now, the citizens. Now, if we are giving out such huge amount of money, for us, the orphans, where can we get really that money?
At the gate of the new government testing center, a few meters east of the old one, stands Joseph Lermeta Kalesinga, a foreigner. Kalesinga showed South Sudan in Focus a payment receipt bearing a logo with the name Met Blue. Kalesinga says he registered yesterday with the understanding that he would be tested free of charge today. When he showed up to get tested, that's when a health worker informed about the new fee. Kalesinga says the testing fee is too high given the economic crisis people are facing in South Sudan.
At least the government should not think of lowering this thing, because actually those people are going outside that they're not going for pleasure but to see their families
and arrange for
next year learning issues. And maybe some are going here to bring back their families here. So actually it is costly, something that should be reconsidered.
Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Thao Loi confirmed the government authorized a private laboratory known as MetBlue to conduct the tests on people seeking to travel outside the country for a fee.
The public health laboratory will continue to test only the alert cases, the contact people who are suspected to be patients. But for people who are traveling, their own private traveling, the requirement is that they test for COVID-19, and that will be done by a private company. It's no longer now a work of the Ministry of Health. Only our public health laboratory will be doing the supervision to ensure that these people are doing the correct thing.
Dr. Richard Linolako, head of the COVID-19 incident management within the health ministry, says there are no other private clinics operating in Juba charging for coronavirus tests aside from MetBlue, which he says has been accredited by the government.
MetBlue Lab, the only one that accredited, approved, and we know they have done presentation and it's been evaluated with the public health laboratory, and they are given only that lab at the moment that is the test for
travel. Dr. Lewis says the government had planned to privatize COVID-19 testing and the public was informed about the decision. For VOA News, I am Onan Walter Solomon reporting from Juba.